This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are the U.S. Justice Department is investigating someone who changed records related to the surveillance of the Donald Trump campaign. Now, the president says the revelation that FBI official is being investigated is only the beginning.
What you're going to see, I predict, will be perhaps the biggest scandal in the history of our country, political scandal.
The president speaking there on Fox and Friends and saying by the time it's all over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century. He says AG Bill Barr would get to the bottom of it and added, if Barr had been the attorney general from the start, the Russia probe would probably never have happened. A spacewalk continues at the International Space Station. Two astronauts trying to fix a cosmic ray detector. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Investigators say a gun used by a 16-year-old student who shot up a Santa Clarita, California high school last week, killing two students before killing himself, was an untraceable so-called ghost gun. The L.A. County Sheriff says
it was not registered to anybody. We don't know the origins of the firearm, and that is a very big concern and threat to public safety.
The semi-automatic pistol was assembled from gun parts and didn't have a serial number. More Americans are suffering lung injuries because of vaping, according to the CDC. It says nearly 2,300 cases and 47 deaths had been reported as of Wednesday. Most of the patients, male and under 35. A spacewalk underway at this hour at the International Space Station. Astronaut Drew Morgan and Luca Parmitano of the European Space Agency are conducting the second of five spacewalks to fix a cosmic ray detector known as the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A pioneer in the world of snowboarding has died at 65. Burton Snowboard's founder, John Burton Carpenter, passed away Wednesday of complications from cancer. His company saying on Twitter that Burton was, quote, the very soul of snowboarding. Country music singer Sam Hunt is facing legal issues in Tennessee. Hunt was taken into custody early yesterday morning, accused of drinking and driving in East Nashville. The musician is scheduled to be in court in January. Yesterday, actor John Voight was among the recipients of the National Medal of Arts. President Trump presenting the actor with that award at the White House. Coldplay, the band, says it will not hit the road in an effort to fight climate change. Frontman Chris Martin telling the BBC that the band's carbon footprint would be too big, and they want to have a positive impact on the environment. Coldplay's last tour was 122 shows across five continents. And the Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year for 2019 is actually two words. And the honor goes to the term climate emergency. Oxford says usage of that phrase increased steeply this year, that By September, it was more than 100 times as common as it had been all of last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Another day. And more than a dollar, hopefully. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us, author of the book Silent No More. He is also, we're going to talk also about another one of his books, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. We're also, before we even get into that, Dr. Corsi, I wanted to get your read on the hearings. You know, for you that have got caught up in the nexus and the web of all this this witch hunting that has been going on since even before President Trump took a walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, you know firsthand this kind of recklessness that our country has found itself in. And I say recklessness because due process and the rule of law seem to be thrown out the window here for the sake of the ambitions of the deep state and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and the left wing of the party to do everything they can to get control of the White House once again.
Well, Bill, thank you very much. I'm glad, great to be back with you. And I'm still thanking God, my wife and I and family are, that I rejected Mueller's, I thought, fraudulent plea deal when they wanted me to plead to a process crime. I didn't contact Assange. That was what it was all. They wanted me to make their case. They wanted me to lie. They were supporting perjury for me to make their collusion case against President Trump. If I had allowed them to break me, being afraid I'd go to prison the rest of my life, or I take this plea deal, I told them to take a hike. My wife woke up one morning, it was Thanksgiving last year, about this time, and she said, I'd rather visit you the rest of your life in prison than have you not be the man I married. And when my wife said that, I knew we could say to these guys, we're not going to take your deal. The hearings yesterday, I didn't think there could be a worse performance than Representative Nadler and Mueller. I thought that was a disaster. I guess I was wrong, because I thought yesterday, with Schiff and his two State Department guys, was even worse than Mueller's performance. It was a complete bust. And it was so bad. I mean, in the cross-exam, you know, this William Taylor and, you know, his buddy, both admitted that they only had hearsay information.
Exactly.
Jim Jordan pointed out, it was, you know, this guy told that guy who told this guy who told that guy who told this guy who told me. It was third or fourth degree hearsay. And, I mean, that's like, that's about water cooler discussion, as, you know, around the water cooler at the business office.
It's the game it's the game of telephone that you and I learned as kids growing up, right?
It is. It's gossip. It's gossip. And you can't have the idea that, you know, that Schiff, who I think must have lost his mind somewhere or other. I mean, he, even looking to me like he's psychologically not all there. But the whole point of predicating, these are his two big witnesses. This is the Nancy Pelosi drum roll to impeachment. And these two guys look like they're out of central casting. They're, one of them's wearing a three-piece suit. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was bought about 1950 in a bow tie. And they're lecturing the President of the United States that their State Department policy from the Obama era was superior to President Trump's. In fact, President Trump is using irregular channels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I've got a clue for the State Department. It's not mentioned in Article 2 of the Constitution, which gives the president the power to do all foreign policy without any mention. I don't recall the State Department being mentioned
exactly
in the Constitution.
Right.
I didn't read that paragraph.
Well, they're self-appointed, you know. That's the deal. And the way they talked about it, I thought, I hope people are listening to them, and, you know, to your point exactly, is like, this is our State Department, it's our foreign policy. What? Are you kidding me? You're not the President of the United States.
Yeah, their job is to enact the policies of the President of the United States. And if he doesn't want to consult them, if he wants to, you know, go get Rudy Giuliani, and I thought Sean Hannity had an excellent point last night when he pointed out Harry Hopkins, who was this, a friend of FDR's who lived in the White House during World War II and went on emissary missions and talked to Stalin and Churchill during World War II on behalf of President Roosevelt. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a emissary like Harry Hopkins or Rudy Giuliani
exactly
intervening on behalf of the president. And the president, look, my solution to the State Department after listening yesterday, and by the way, Bill, I felt like I was back in college again listening to some boring political science professor, you know, reading out of his notes for a 50-minute lecture, or the opening statements. I mean, the guy's talking about his family and his father and this war and that war and Ukraine. I mean, the average American doesn't know very much about Ukraine. And these guys were in the weeds with State Department diplomatic talk. I mean, even the way they looked, I think it was a performance the American people needed to see. And my solution to the State Department is move it to the Aleutian Islands. Doesn't have to be in Washington. Let's see how many of these career Georgetown Beltway diplomats with their tidy little globalist ideas want to move.
Mm, yes, exactly. Well, you bring up several great points here, Jerome. And the one thing, and this is something that I've been focusing on a lot lately, and that has to do with your thinking and how your brain can be rewired to accept delusional thought and ideas. And you'd kind of suggested this a little bit with you know, what's happening with Adam Schiff. He just seems affected, and I think that it's the result, the sum total of this stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar used to talk about. And what makes it so dangerous is that, you know, it all starts with our thoughts, and then next thing you know, it starts you know, creating actions and habits and character and destiny. It's a dangerous road that we're on, and this might be a lesson for all of America to see. Look, if you abandon the truth, you can be crazy too. And this is absolute insanity, because I'm watching this and I'm going, you know, I want my money back. This is a bad movie.
Well, in fact, it's at the heart of this intolerant democratic socialism. I mean, this is going to destroy the Democratic Party. Democrats are now Democrat socialists in the European sense. They're communists. They're headed that way. And it's intolerant. It doesn't believe in a Second Amendment. Doesn't believe in a First Amendment. I mean, it was startling yesterday. You know, one of the Democrats was even arguing that hearsay evidence is better than direct evidence. I mean, you know, some of the corollaries here is you don't need a crime to impeach the president. And by the way, if hearsay is only trumped by making up what you thought they saw, which is how Schiff started this whole thing in the original hearing.
Exactly, exactly.
And besides, the other corollary here to this thinking, which is like a Stalin trial, is that you are guilty before the trial. First you're guilty, now let's have the trial. Hearsay evidence is better than direct evidence.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need any facts here. We don't need to be confused by the truth. And by the way, if we don't have hearsay that convicts you, we'll just make up what we thought you said, and then we'll convict you on that.
Yep.
Now, that's not American justice, and if the American people watch this kabuki theater or clown show, whatever you want to call it, I mean, I think the Democrats would be well advised right now to call a recess to these hearings, today's hearing is going to be another equal disaster. We've got another sanctimonious State Department official, this Marie Yovanovitch, who was fired. She was in our embassy telling everybody in Ukraine, don't worry about Donald Trump, he's going to be impeached.
Talk about upending his foreign policy efforts.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Jerome Corsi continues with us, the investigative reporter. And I'll tell you, Jerome, Donald Trump has been quite the catalyst and quite the exposing agent. Without Donald Trump, without 63 million people voting for Donald Trump, we would not know what we know today. We all had an idea that there was corruption, but I don't think we realized that it was this deep. Now, you suggest that with the Democratic Socialists taking over the Democrats, and I agree with you, and we've been saying the same thing for a number of months, that they're heading for an abyss, and it's going to be quite cataclysmic, that will take them years to get back on their feet, because this is going to be absolute devastating to them to realize that democratic socialism and socialism overall, as Donald Trump announced to a cheering crowd, will never happen in America. Although we've had some taste of it, and maybe because of the taste, we realize that it is not good for America, and maybe that's a bit of a border wall for us. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, socialism has a bottom line, and it leads to mediocrity, it leads to death, it leads to central control, all the very things that you mentioned earlier that the Democrats want to do. They want to obliterate the very U.S. Constitution that is foundational to this democratic republic.
Well, Bill, my religion is very deep, and I see the hand of God in this. I mean, the whole Trump derangement syndrome has push the Democrats. They're driving their socialist car off the cliff. I mean, the American people, the business community is rejecting Elizabeth Warren. They don't have a candidate. Hillary Clinton is not going to run. She'd be the first three-time loser since William Jennings Bryan in the Democratic Party in 1908. And, you know, you basically have a situation where the American people are getting a chance because the Democrats have just rushed to the finish line with their socialist ideas to see how intolerant this is. And Donald Trump is remarkable in his ability to stay on task despite the unrelenting criticism and abuse. And I believe in his second term, he can address things like, let's get free speech back into the universities. Let's, you know, quit this intolerance. Let's end this out of control entitlement spending, which is going to bankrupt the nation. Donald Trump needs four more years in order to accomplish these goals. And I think Adam Schiff he is the best campaign manager for Donald Trump I've ever seen. I think watching these hearings, and I think today is going to be another disaster for the Democrats. We have another State Department official lined up for today who's got only hearsay and gripes and anger that the State Department, that she was fired. How dare the president fire her? Well, you know, somebody ought to read her employment contract. She serves at the president's pleasure.
Exactly.
She can be fired for any reason. Mm-hmm. And that she thinks she's entitled to set Ukrainian policy and to dictate what the Ukrainians ought to do, that even violates, as a globalist should know, violates the UN requirements that ambassadors to foreign countries do not interfere in their private, in Ukraine's affairs. And she did. I've got records that she supported George Soros and she supported and protected Burisma and Hunter Biden. She is going to be in for, I think, some severe cross-examination today, and I'll be watching every minute of it.
We'll have to wait and see, because just like with the Kavanaugh hearings, are they going to get away with this kind of stuff that's being exposed right now, Jerome? And the thing that is happening, even like the deal with Joe Biden says, it's no crime, I can't believe this stuff. I mean, he's the one that indicted himself when he said he put the pressure on the president of Ukraine to say, you better fire that special prosecutor. If he's not fired, I'm leaving in 6 hours, and you can forget your $1.5 billion, right?
Well, Biden's beginning to sound like Baghdad Bob. You know, there's nothing to see here. We don't have to worry about it.
Right.
You know, the American, I trust, Bill, I trust the American people.
Yes.
They can see, and they have still a basic moral compass. I mean, the idea that the whistleblower, that Schiff is holding this whistleblower secret, and that Trump may be in a Senate trial for the presidency when he was duly elected and cannot know the name of the whistleblower or confront them, I think Lindsey Graham is right. This is just beyond the pale of American justice. And the American people know that these secret accusations and kangaroo courts are not the way we want to run our government. And the Democrats, all they want to do is power, power, power. To impeach Donald Trump has been their theme since before the inauguration. It's unacceptable, I believe, to me and I think to the average American person
I think you're right.
Exactly.
The American people are a lot smarter than this. They get it. You know, they've had it with this deal about confusion over gender. You know, 62, 63 gender options now in California. They've had it with, transsexuals doing story time and exposing their body parts to their grandkids and their kids. I mean, all this stuff is unhinged. This is totally insane. And it really is going to require quite the revolution of reasonable people, common sense men and women to come together and finally say enough is enough. And so all this stuff that's happening on the world stage, as you say, and I'm with you, being a man of faith as well, is that this is no surprise to God. This is all coming to a head for a specific reason, and I think the reason is positive, Jerome, and that is that America will have a chance to revive itself. And that, unless God decides to say, okay, look, at the prophetic clock is moving up here a little bit quicker and we're going to have Jesus come back sooner. But barring that, I think America, like Nineveh, is going to get an opportunity to revive itself because it's seeing the reality and the truth of what happens when you turn your back on God and you want to ignore the truth.
Well, as, there's good biblical justification for that, that if we get on our knees and pray, mm-hmm. and repent, God will hear the prayers, and God will intervene in order to heal our land. And I wrote a book on the Battle of Bastogne called No Greater Valor,
yes.
which really was demonstrating, I believe, that God does intervene with prayer.
Yes.
I'm very confident that this is actually a wake-up call that God is allowing the nation to see. In order, you can say, do we want to go this way or that way?
Mm-hmm.
We want to become like Adam Schiff and have ourselves be in a trial where we have no lawyer defending us and we're guilty before we start from a witness we can't know? Or do we want to go the other way, which I think Jim Jordan is leading the charge?
Exactly.
Do we want to return to due process and the true, fair measures of judicial systems, which all Americans can treasure thanks to our founding fathers and the Constitution?
Well, Dr. Corsi, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I did want to talk about the smart wall. Explain to our audience what's going on with building the smart wall.
Well, we have a proposal now in front of the White House and the Department of Homeland Security, and this product is called TerraBlock, TerraBlock, and the company is HESDO, HESDO. It's a military system that was used by the Department of Defense around the world. It is being used to protect our troops in harm's way. It's rapid deployment. If you watch the videos, go to the internet, just type in TerraBlock, TerraBlock, and HESCO, HESCO. You can see it being dropped in the field, assembled that day. The Army Corps can assemble it. It's backloaded with dirt. It's a smart wall. You'll see videos of a semi-truck trying to get through it. It's 50 miles an hour. It can't break the barrier. Remaining 1,350 miles of the border can be secured. A TerraBlock could be put into place at a construction cost of under $1 billion.
Wow. The
entire border can be secured by Election Day that's coming up in November through 2020. Remember, this is a military system. It's being used in rapid deployment. Our military can't say, we'll wait 3 years for you to get 30-foot barriers put in place. Where, presidents deployed us to Syria or Iraq or wherever. We need a compound secured within 24 hours. That's what HESCO does. If this can protect our troops in combat zones, and HESCO can protect our people in the border in a drug war.
Wow, what a great idea. We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com too, Dr. Corsi. I appreciate that. TerraBlock from HESCO, H-E-S-C-O. Dr. Jerome Corsi, investigative reporter, author of Silent No More, right here. Thank you, Jerome. Take care.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are the U.S. Justice Department is investigating someone who changed records related to the surveillance of the Donald Trump campaign. Now, the president says the revelation that FBI official is being investigated is only the beginning.
What you're going to see, I predict, will be perhaps the biggest scandal in the history of our country, political scandal.
The president speaking there on Fox and Friends and saying by the time it's all over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century. He says AG Bill Barr would get to the bottom of it and added, if Barr had been the attorney general from the start, the Russia probe would probably never have happened. A spacewalk continues at the International Space Station. Two astronauts trying to fix a cosmic ray detector. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, all right, a little bit ornery, but that's just for fun, just to keep you on your toes, if that's okay. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We got an old friend, Tom Thompson, is back with us, and he, along with Coach Ronnie Gage, have written a new book that I think is just going to just bless the socks right off of your feet. Let me tell you, even with your shoes on, I'm telling you, they're going to fall right off. It is titled The Life Coach, Small Town Lessons on Faith, Family, and Football. Coach Gage and Tom, good to have you with us. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Wonderful. Hey, great.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so Tom, let me start with you. How did this collaboration with Coach Gage come about?
Well, as you may remember, when I played at Austin College, Coach Gage was the head coach. Mm-hmm. And after the season was over, we really developed. That's when our friendship started to move forward. And I knew that Coach Gage had a very compelling story, not just about his success on the football field, but also how he dealt with the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and how he always kept a perspective of the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just one thing led to another, and Coach and I, we had chances to visit more. He actually came and spoke at our church and whatnot. And I was finally able to, as I would put it, talk him into collaborating on this book.
Wow.
And his story is, in my view, just it's remarkable.
Right. Coach, your story, you know, was God always the center of your life? How did that come about?
No, I'll be honest with you. I grew up in a dysfunctional, I guess, my mom would send us to church, but I, you know, honestly didn't become a Christian until after I was 12, 13 years old, and, mm-hmm. and
you know, it's always been a centerpiece in my life, my family, but I don't think that my faith was where it needed to be, and honestly, I'm not real sure that my daughter's death isn't what has helped me turn the corner to make me make my faith stronger and make me a better Christian. You know, as a dad, you're supposed to be able to take care of your family and your kids, right. And I just couldn't, you know, help my daughter, but I'm not sure she didn't save me. And, and it's gotten better. It's still not where it needs to be, but I know this, people without faith live a lonely life.
Exactly. Well, Coach, you know, to, endure the suffering and the pain of losing a child, as one dear friend who is has been going through this, he told me quite clearly. He says, "Bill, you never get over it, but with God you get through it." And he says, "I don't know how anybody without God can get through an experience as horrific as losing a child can be."
100%, I agree. And you know, for me, it was a situation where after it happened, I was mad for a long time. And you know, my wife kind of brought me to the reality that you know, we still have two beautiful children and a family to take care of. And you know, God's got a plan for all of us. And that's where we've got to put our faith and we've got to move forward in this thing. And she was, you know, spot on, absolutely spot on. And your friend's exactly right. It's something that I just can't imagine having to go through without the strength of God watching over you, you know, and his grace. It's just been, you know, it sometimes it just jumps up and suffocates you, but
right.
At the same time, you know, the way I looked at it is there's a plan and there's a place and we'll reunite again. And
amen.
You know, that's what I live for.
And I like the way you characterize it, is that your daughter, in a sense, gave you a lifeline to the eternal.
Absolutely.
Through this process, right?
100%.
You and your family.
100%. 100%. Yeah.
Tom, you and, you know, you speak openly of your relationship with Coach Gage. I mean, he was the one that believed in someone our age to be able to suit up, get on the football field and kick field goals, right?
Well, he did. But the thing that I really appreciated about Coach and still do is that he's one of those old school coaches that not about feelings. It's not about, you know, doing anything just because you like a player or whatnot. It's, if he knows in his heart and mind that you can contribute to his team, mm-hmm. he'll put you in. But
right.
he also needs to see that you'll prepare. He's not one just for the win to have the win. He wants the whole package. He wants all the preparation to be where everything's accountable, and he wants you to know he's got confidence in you if he puts you on that field.
Exactly. Well, Coach, as you state, when having a player who's all in, that's infectious for the rest of the team, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, over the years, in my best teams, it was all based on the chemistry and reporters used to ask me, "Coach, how are you going to be? You know, what's your team going to do this year?" And I'd always respond that, you know, come see me in 3 or 4 weeks and I can give you a better answer, because to me, you're only as good as the chemistry you have on the team. And that entails a lot of things. But when you got people pulling on opposite ends of the ropes or going in different directions, it's just hard to get things done. You can't. The successful teams I've had, the chemistry was just tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Well, talent can go a long way, but as you say, without heart, a team with heart. I see winning time and time again. You've got that heart and that passion that kind of glues everybody together. And I think, Coach, right now, we're, you know, what's on the headlines and what we're seeing is a talented football player in the NFL given all kinds of opportunity, but for his own agenda, which is outside of the team and outside of the propers of the NFL, he's really hurting himself. And, you know, sadly, I mean, because I hate to see any human being, you know, coming up short, and especially when it is of their own doing. And I'm sure you may have a comment on Colin Kaepernick as well.
Yeah, it's hard to watch, sit back and watch and see someone that gets locked in on themselves as opposed to the big picture. And you know, football is a team sport. You've heard that for years. And it truly is. And when you start trying to make it, you know, into an individual type deal, you're headed down the wrong path. Going back to the chemistry of a team and the importance of supporting, and then that's what it gives you. It gives you a support group and somebody you can lean on. There's so much that goes into developing a young man and developing a team and putting it together and trying to be successful. And again, you've got to have that support group to get through it because it's not an easy process.
Right.
It's not an easy process.
You know, Tom, I look back in my athletic career, and, well, I'll tell you, my heart is warm over the blessed coaches that I came in contact with that were mentors to me. I mean, there's just something special about athletics and a coach, like what Coach Gage has demonstrated. They naturally just teach you not only about the game, but about life, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm blessed, honestly, every time I get to be with Coach Gage, because he will impart things, little things that I might not have thought about. He'll bring it up and we'll discuss it. And he's actually helped me many times just dealing with my own family. And I can honestly say that being able to call Coach Gage coach is a privilege, and it's a blessing that he's my friend. And,
well, I'll tell you what, Tom, let's hit a pause because we got to go to break, and I want to pick that up when we come back, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll be back after this.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
We'll What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bill Martinez live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, back with you, with Tom Thompson, our friend, and Coach Cage, who is a friend yet to be solidified here. But, boy, talking with Coach, you just kind of feel like, I mean, first of all, you're blessed with the title Coach. And to me, the way I was raised and the coaches I've been around, I respect coaches. The jobs that you do, the impact that you have on young men and young women as well, Coach, and this has been, you know, the legacy of your career.
Bill, it's unbelievable. I've been blessed 1,000 times over in this profession. I've coached 42 years, and I've got a daughter that's in the business, and I've got a son that's in the business. And you know, if I had to start over tomorrow, I wouldn't change a thing. And the term coach is such a powerful word, in my opinion. And, you know, my grandkids even call me, that's what they call me, coach. That's my name. And,
right.
I love the title and I'll carry it to my grave with me because I feel that strongly about it. I just think it's the best profession in the world.
Well, you wear it well. Tom, I want to go back to your story before we went to break, mm-hmm. And you were sharing, your story. So go ahead and finish it up. I'm sorry we had to go to break, but here we go.
Oh, that's all right. I was just commenting on the fact that, you know, Coach Gage, yes, he's helped change destinies of a lot of young men, but he also helped me with my own. Mm-hmm. And late in life, and that's to me, you know, that has to be a benchmark for a lot of people that will have a coach. I had a running backs coach back in high school that he believed in me, mm-hmm. And then when I got to where I was able to do this again, and Coach Gage, when he expressed that he believed in me, I mean, those were powerful sentiments,
mm-hmm.
that really helped me recommit a lot of things. So I have a double blessing with my relationship with Coach, and if you read his book, I promise that you will have an opportunity to have your life anchored as well.
Mm, yeah, and I'm sure most people understand, Coach, that in Texas, football is life. I mean, especially in a community like Decatur. And here it is, you know, for you, you couldn't wait to become, as your book says, a Decatur Eagle. Your football ability was decent, but you knew reality, the reality of a 150-pound center and safety, you know, that maybe you had to do, you know, something else. And coaching seemed to be an alternate calling, and probably one that saved you a lot of bruises along the way, right?
Absolutely. They're just one big demand for 150-pound center and safety. And, you know, I was a decent athlete in high school, but, you know, not good enough to play at the next level. But having grown up, you know, without a dad for most of my you know, middle years, the coaches became my mentors, and athletics became, you know, my solitude, and it's just something I wanted to maintain. And be honest with you, that's what got me through school. I'm not sure I'd have ever graduated from college. I wasn't a great student, didn't enjoy going to school that much, but I knew if I wanted to reach a goal, I had to, you know, be persistent and stay with it, and was able to do that.
Yeah. Tom, for you, you come in contact with Coach. I mean, he's at this point, you know, 40 years, countless winning seasons, all is well for Coach. And all of a sudden, he's got a 59-year-old wannabe kicker coming to the field saying, I think I can help here, right?
Well, it wasn't that I think I can help you. We did have we had a phone call. Mm-hmm. Then we arranged for me to come up and visit with him. And I came in, and I tell you what, sitting across from him for the very first time, I don't want to say it was intimidating in a bad way, but it was like you knew that you weren't with somebody that's going to be messing around.
Right.
And as Coach tells it, he just wanted to make sure that I wasn't, you know, up to no good, so to speak, with maybe doing some sort of an expose on how college football program.
You weren't going to be a George Plimpton project here or something, right?
No. And he knew that, and I think he realized that I was sincere and genuine, and that I wanted to do it the right way. And if I didn't meet standards, then I wouldn't play.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, Coach, in this book, Life Coach, Small Town Lessons on Faith, Family, and Football, what is absolutely foundational, you know, for the reader and for those of us living life and wanting to, you know, start enjoying winning seasons?
Well, I think the big thing is we're all going to, you know, as we grow older, we're going to reach all kinds of turns and bumps and directions that sometimes aren't the best. And, you know, it's people that, again, you go back to the faith end of it. Number one, that's your stronghold. That's where you start. But number two, you've got to learn, you know, persistence, excuse me. In order to get through some of these things, and you gotta set goals, and you gotta go out and fight for those things, because they're not gonna come to you. You gotta work, and anything on, you know, successful, you've heard this before, is worth working for. And I'm real big on work ethic and accountability. And, I think in any profession, those are two things that are important. And I think kids, young and old, I think businessmen, coaches, young coaches, there's just so many little intricacies that make you a better leader, make you a better person, and strengthens you as you move forward. And I'm hoping, and I'm talking a lot here, but I'm hoping it's inspirational. Exactly. To the point where there's one or two things in there that might open some eyes, and I've got response. I've had people tell me there's spots where I cry through it. There's parts where I laugh through it. But at the day, you know, I look at my own life and some things that I know I can change, and I'm hoping that's a positive thing and something people can pick up on.
Yeah. You know, Tom,
the love of the book. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Well, Tom, you know, athletes, we are an interesting breed. And as Coach alluded to, there's times and stories that we can laugh about. In your experience here, share a couple of stories, if you can.
About being with Coach?
Well, Coach, and, you know, just, you know, as an athlete in general and some of the characters, you know, that we come in contact along the way during the athletic experience.
Sure. Well, the one thing that, and I'll just speak about the team, and Coach Gage can chime in anytime. As you can imagine, a football culture in any high school or college, it's a unique organization in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that surprised me was, I wasn't there 20 minutes before I'd been given a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a nickname that inferred my age or anything like that. It was one just to kind of make me feel included. And I still get called that nickname from time to time, and any time I hear it, it warms my heart, and I realize those were people that were around when all that occurred. And that was, you know, that's really been a sidebar to the whole experience of what Coach Gage is talking about. You've got to prepare, and you've got to be accountable for what you do. And you can't, if you start feeling sorry for yourself, that's going to stop you in your tracks. And you just have to keep, you know, one day at a time showing up. And it's not so much that the outcome is the goal as it is the process.
Exactly. Well, and there is, it's interesting you should bring up nicknames. So you're not going to share that with us? Or is that just?
Oh, I will. I'll be happy to. They called me Tom. They took Tom, and then the first part of my last name.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll, you know, I'll go through an airport every now and then, and I'll hear somebody hollering that across the terminal, and I, you know, realize right away that they were connected to that somehow.
To the team. Coach, you know, that's the thing. You know, you look for that glue and the camaraderie and the chemistry and nicknames. I mean, these are all indicators that the team is starting to come together, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. The whole process is so hard. And we talk about, you know, the work ethic and you know, the fortitude it takes and the persistence it takes to be a player. But at the same time, there's got to be some fun involved in it, and that's what keeps things rolling, you know, and to break the monotony a little bit. And sometimes in the most intense situations, you know, something will happen, and we were getting ready for a big playoff game one year here at Louisville, and I had a young man out there that had was kind of sloughing a little bit, and I got on to him, and one of my pet peeves was, you know, kids sagging. I didn't like sagging shorts. I didn't like hanging down, pulling down my eye. I want them worn right. And so anyway, he had his sweats on, and they were hanging down. And I'd gotten on to him, and I said, Reggie, I said, why don't you pull those dang pants up while you're at it? I said, they're about to fall off of you. He looked at me, never broke stride. He says, I said, if you had a little meat on those bones, it'd stay up. And he said, well, Coach, you've done eat it all off, or chewed it all off, and everybody's laughing, and I couldn't do anything to start laughing either. I said, that's fair enough.
Well, we got to leave it there, Coach Gage. This is such a blessing. And Tom, good to be talking with you again. Congratulations on the book. I know that people are going to be greatly enriched as a result of this, this collaboration. The Life Coach, Small Town Lessons on Faith, Family, and Football. God bless you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill, for having us. We appreciate it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is George Norris.